Hey you, welcome to Build the Damn Thing, a place where myself, Tiffany Largy, and our amazing Do the Damn Thing coaches show you how to use your story to build it all. Whether it's your first six figures, your next layer of multiple six figures, or maybe you're on your way to a million. And if it's not that, it's the life of your dreams, where you are free, you are strong, and you are whole. First, we're going to show you how to use your story to build a strong foundation. And then next, we're going to show you how to use your story in sales and marketing to clean up the cracks. And last but not least, we're going to show you how to use your story to gather people. Because the truth of the matter is that there's nothing stronger than being connected to people who just understand you as you are, where you are, so you can stop explaining yourself. I want to remind you that now that you're here, you are home, and I officially welcome you to our family. All right, let's get started. All right, listen, I want you to get really serious about how to fix the money problem in front of you. Do the math with me. We need $1 million. Got it. You sell one thing at $1 million, two at 500,000, or 10 at 100,000. Just pick one. That sounds wild, right? No, it's not. This is simple math. Business is all math. Fixing your cash flow problem is math. Fixing your marketing is math. Fixing your fixing the people you need is math. Everything is math. And if we can own the math and own the lack of confidence that we have in fixing the math, then we're going to fix the problem. The truth is that it's not that you don't have $1 million offer. It's really actually that you're not willing to sell it. I don't believe at all that you don't have $1 million offer. I also sure as hell don't believe you don't have a $500,000 offer. I don't believe you have a $100,000 offer. Because if I were to ask you right now, think about what I'm about to say. Forget the product you already have. If I were to ask you or your company, do you guys know $1 million worth of stuff? You would say, yes. There is not a person out there or a company out there or an expert out there who's going to be like, I don't know $1 million worth of stuff. I know $48 worth of stuff. You're bugging. That's not the truth. The truth of the matter is that not only do you know $100,000, $1 million worth of stuff, is that you also know how to help the person on the other end win. In that moment, once you have the knowledge of helping someone win from here to there, once you know how to get somebody from the left to the right, then you actually have the formula of not only getting them to their win, but getting them to their win now, right now. The question is, why aren't you doing it? The answer is because your confidence, or the confidence of your team, or the confidence of the leader as a CEO, is what is holding you back from selling the thing or creating the kind of offer that'll transform your business. Hi, my name is Tiffany Largy, and I believe that every company out there in the world should have at least a $100,000 offer in their back pocket. I also believe that every company in the world should have a $250,000 offer in their pocket. I believe every CEO should have a $100,000 offer in their pocket. Tiffany, that's crazy. Is it though? Is it really? I'll tell you right now, my team, you know, our production manager and the Do the Damn Thing studio, and that's the place I'm in right now. So if you don't know, I'm right now physically in the Do the Damn Thing studio. And our production manager, he's so flipping funny. So sometimes we get into a moment where we've got to get through something. And he'll be like, oh, go ahead and tell the person I said it, it's $9 million. Now, it sounds like a joke, and it's like, ha ha, hee hee. But the truth of the matter is that this guy's right. When he says it, sometimes people think he's kidding. And they're like, ha ha, you want us to pay $40,000? And he's like, yeah, but he's right. The thing that we're doing for the person is worth $9 million. And he knows it. I love the fact that he has that level of clarity and conviction in himself. I also love the fact that he is able to set that tone for everybody else. Now, we haven't charged $9 million yet, but I will tell you this. It's not an absurd thought for me anymore. It's not crazy. It's not outlandish. I want to remind you of something. This is like heart to heart, CEO to CEO, leader to leader, expert to expert. The market will always pay whatever you dictate the price of the product is. The market will always also allow for the expert to slide in through the door and decide what the price of the product is. You are the expert. Your company is the expert. Your company holds the expertise, which means that your company is the best in the market to go, this is the price and you should pay it. How many times have you gone somewhere and you're like, what? How much do they want for that steak?
How much do they want for those mashed potatoes? How much do they want for those vegetables? How much do they want? Like, you know what makes me mad sometimes every once in a while? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you what makes me real mad. As I sit here about to pour my own bottle. You ever been somewhere and you're like, I want a Jack and Coke. And then you see the guy pouring and all of a sudden he's like, $32.99. You're like, what? Boy, bye. You're thinking to yourself, I pour this shit at home. You're playing all the games. I don't buy four of those bottles last week. Not doing it. And then you mess around and you're like, put it back. I don't want it. How much is a Heineken? You know, like if you're from Miami, that's how it's rolling. You're like, how much is a Heineken? How much is that Corona? Period. But the truth of the matter is that you and I both know, okay, you're not going to put a $35 price tag on some Jack and Coke that I done poured in my own house. Nah, can't do that there. Right. But stay with me on what I'm about to say. If the guy was like, oh, we have this Tennessee moonshine, brown liquored moonshine, and this organic cola from Sherry's place, and he said that was $35.99, I can't say nothing. I'd shut up fast. One, because I cannot get Sherry at home, and two, because I don't know how to make moonshine still, which means that they have given me something that I don't have and I don't know how to create, but they're also able to give me a solution to a problem that I have. Tiffany Larkin, did you just say that you have a problem and it involves alcohol? No. What I did say is that I was there looking for a great drink. I want a great drink. And in this great drink that I'm looking to have, I want to have something that's unique, that's going to give me an experience, and it's going to help me not get to my next level, because I'm not saying alcohol gets me to my next level, but I absolutely enjoy a great drink at any time of the day. So in that, it's like, yeah, give me this hand spun cola made by Sherry. Give it come, as we say in Jamaica. And then I'm going to say, bring come the, what is it? Moonshine made in someone's bathtub. Run it. You know, like I'm ready for the count. Your product and service has to match that. And I really want to emphasize that, because if your product and service can match that and you can put yourself in the position where you are looking at your product and service and you're like, oh, this thing is special. What we do is special. Stop giving it for the masses. Jack and Coke, no more than $12, right? Am I right? Like you can't charge $35 for a Jack and Coke, right? You've seen that moment where someone, and then you immediately go, no, I don't want it. I'm good. Isn't that true? You're like, I don't want it. Nobody's going ahead. Like, yeah, give me two. We're not doing that. Nobody's paying $70 for a Jack and Coke. I don't care where you are. You're not going to do it. But think about it like this. Entertain me. Imagine if you were to take your products and services, like in all of my companies, none of them are in the volume lane. They are all something you cannot go buy somewhere else. Every single one. Oh, but Tiffany, I can go to a studio to other places. Yeah, you can. And you're going to get access to a studio and you're going to get access to a boring team who's like, oh, tell us about your project. And then you have these people who have never, I've been on stage 300 times. I've produced so many events around the globe, and I've spent my own $100,000 to produce that event. I've had to sell high ticket for years. I've sold a $100,000 product. I've sold a $300,000 product. I've sold $1 million product. So the expertise, what we actually do here, I've lived, but not through this studio, in other industries. And I continue to run other companies where I have to do it. We are current in what we teach. We are current in what we do. We are current in what we create. We are current in how we produce podcasts. We are current in that space. So is it the best in the world? As far as we are concerned, yes. But is it the best compared to someone else? We are not watching what other people do. So I can't tell you that. And it actually doesn't matter. And for your products and services, it doesn't matter either. You just have to be focused on being the best and taking yourself out of, I think they call it the red ocean, and putting yourself into the blue ocean. I hope you catch my drift. To solve your cash flow problems, you just need to decide on a price, decide on a product. And even if you're like, you know what, not even cash flow, let's say you just want to up your revenue game. There's no rule that says that you cannot add a new product or service just for the year. That's not what we do. But why? Life is short. There is no rule that says you can't add education. That's often where I see the money left on the table by CEOs ridiculously. They don't offer enough intellectual property for their company. They are not doing trainings. They are not doing workshops. They are not speaking or teaching. There is no book. There is no education. There is no course online. There is nothing for their consumer. And if you think people are not buying books or guides on how to fix your car, how to fix the drain, how to replace the hose in the car, you're crazy. People are paying for all the things. They can just find it on YouTube. I'm going to tell you, I'm one of the consumers. I don't want to sift through 400 YouTube videos. I'll pay $8 for someone who's done it all together really quick. Because my time is way more valuable to me. So I don't know where this lands for you, but I do want this to land here. I want you to make a decision with me. Let's create a product this year. One, let's add $1 million. Let's add $1 million with ease. Decide right now. One product at $1 million. Two products at 500,000. Four products at 250, and this is the amount they have to sell. And if you spent all year looking for the one person who will pay you $1 million for their service, then you've won. 10 people at 100,000, 20 people at 50,000. You get what I'm doing here. You get to decide what you're going to do, how much you're going to do it, and probably you're a lot closer to accomplishing it than you think. I can't wait for you to set this whole thing on fire. I'm so grateful that you chose me. I'm stupid excited to see what you're going to build tomorrow. And more importantly, I'm going to see you next week. I hope that episode was amazing for you and you are closer to building the damn thing. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were, what part you loved, and the action that you're going to go take. Because the truth of the matter is that the person who wins is not the person who gets there first. It's the person who takes action first. Now, I've got a gift for you, and it is at www.strappedhustle.com. It is imperative that you run there and you see all types of goodies, starting with the 7 must-haves that you've got to put when telling your story. There is so much deliciousness awaiting for you. I would love nothing more than for you to go ahead and give us a thumbs up and a 5-star review on not just this episode, but this entire series of How Do You Build the Damn Thing. Like always, if there's anything that we can do to make your week, day, or month better, please let us know. And more importantly, I can't wait to see you live. Whether it's at Do the Damn Thing Live or in one of our communities, or maybe you're just hanging out with us on social media. What I know to be true is that I am meant to connect with you somewhere, and I can't wait for that day to happen. And more importantly, I can't wait to see what you build.